Good morning. Happy New Year and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church, 300 West Arch Street, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Chris Rothart of Trinity Lutheran Church, and we welcome you, our members, guests, and visitors, to our worship service this morning for Sunday, January 3rd, 2021. And we invite you to join with us again next week. This week's service is sponsored by Friends of Trinity. As we have served the Pottsville area for more than 185 years, our continuing mission is to be a worshiping, learning, witnessing, and serving family of believers, empowered by God's Word and God's sacraments to share in love and service with and for the people of our congregation and the community. If you are looking for a church home, we invite you to come and worship with us. If you would like further information about Trinity Lutheran Church and its ongoing ministries, please contact the church office at 570-622-9910. Our church also features a website at trinitypottsville.com. We now begin our worship service with the order for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with your light incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from the 31st chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the furthest parts of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together, a great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it to the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd like a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from the hands too strong from him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty. Here ends the reading. Our psalm for this morning, is Psalm 147. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, who has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. God has established peace on your borders and satisfies you with the finest wheat. God sends out a command to the earth, a word that runs very swiftly. God gives snow like wool, scattering frost like ashes. God scatters hail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against God's cold? The Lord sends forth the word and melts them. The wind blows and the waters flow. God declares the word to Jacob, statutes and judgments to Israel. The Lord has not done so to any other nation. They do not know God's judgments. Hallelujah. Our second reading is from the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. Here ends the reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Our gospel reading begins, ironically enough, this new year with the words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." In the beginning, a brand new start, new creation, new life, everything moving forward in hope. Happy New Year. But I've never been a fan of New Year, and it goes back to my childhood. New Year to me was always depressing because it always meant it was the end of the Christmas vacation from school and we had to go back. And further, growing up as the son of a policeman, my dad always said he hated New Year because it brought out more trouble for police, more activity, more difficult situations than any other time of the year. So from my personal standpoint as a child and growing up in a household with my father being a policeman, New Year was something we never really looked forward to. It always had a negative connotation for us. But we need this New Year. We need the hope that this New Year gives us. Even though we're still stuck the 50-yard line, on second base, at half court, on center ice, or whatever other sports adjective you can come up with, we're at least at halfway. And it's all downhill from here, as they say. We need, I need, you need, the entire planet needs this new year, because we've just undergone a year, at least for the last 100 years, like no other. We have been beaten down. We have been oppressed. We have been segregated. We have been sick. We have been frustrated. We have been angered. We have cried. We have had our lives torn apart. We have had our lives torn asunder. We have had our worship services separated, closed. We couldn't go shopping. We couldn't go to the grocery store. The only thing that was lacking was In the 1970s, when we had gas shortages, they didn't come and say, okay, you can go to the grocery store this day or you can go next day. And in the midst of it, we've lost so many people. So many people in nursing homes, but so many people of other ages. We need this new year like no other, because we just went through a year like no other. And even as we turn the corner into this new year, our minds start thinking, it's almost been a year now since we've been dealing with this. A year like no other. And coming from a fan that's not a fan of New Year, we desperately need the hope and the promises that this new year can give to us. Because again, we've gone through a year like no other. But our gospel reading hearkens us to a year that literally was and has never been like another. That year started at Christmas, out on the outskirts of Bethlehem, at a stable, a cave, a manger, whatever it is that Jesus was born in. That started a year and over 2,000 years that have been like no other. The promises that this new year gives us are an utter refreshment to us. We can actually see some semblance of hope. But over 2,000 years ago, a year like no other, 2 millennia like no other, came upon us. In that beginning was the Word. And the Word came to us on Christmas Eve, and that Word was God. And that Word continues to be God. And that Word continues to carry us forward into the new year. We need this new year like no other new year before. And the one thing that this new year continues to promise to us, like every other of our new years, is that Christ Jesus has come. We have met him at the manger, and he walks us forward into this new year. A new year of hope. A new year of resurrection. A new year into new life. The light overshadowing the darkness that has been our lot this past year. Let this new year be our hope. Christ Jesus came and made it a year like no other. May we come to believe and hope in this new year. For just like John chapter 8 and verse 36 says, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. This coming new year, Jesus carries us forward, bringing us hope, freedom, and life. Amen. Let us together confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. For families, friends, relatives, neighbors, and for everyone everywhere around our world, that we may all find this new year to be a blessing, that our relationships with one another are strengthened, and that your peace may reign in our homes and lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our health, as we are confronted with unknown illnesses, injuries, and other concerns, we ask that you be with us and bless us in our times of need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our congregation, as we move forward to face the many challenges that so often confront your church, we ask that you continually guide our worship, administration, staff, volunteers, and ministries so that Trinity may be a place of peace for all who enter our doors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the leaders of your church, that pastors everywhere are renewed, strengthened, and supported to do ministry, and for those for whom they are called to serve, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who look to you in their needs, illness, loneliness, grief, and all other difficulties, we especially pray for members of our congregation, for family members and friends, for shut-ins and those residing in nursing and personal care homes, for those serving in the armed forces, and for those who mourn. We also pray for those we now name before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.